Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your two-hour edition of the most entertaining show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, or your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on, ladies.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections. If you're wondering what our show is about, go to hollywoodconnections.biz. We are super excited to get you connected in show business the right way without being taken. Over years and years of experience, I've worked for everybody. Trust me. I've been there. I'm opening the door of opportunity to help you. And I am Dawn Reese. And also Yvonne Madison is here, my beautiful co-host.
Hi, everybody. Glad to be here, Dawn.
I know. We're going to play that tax commercial shortly because I just had my taxes done by Madison Tax.
Yes, I'm the operational officer there.
Amazing. So if you need those taxes done, we have the only place for you to go.
Oh, really? Yes.
Two places. Now, you know what's exciting, Yvonne? You know what's around the corner. We have many events coming up.
Yes.
And, you know, the SplashHarborWaterPark.com. Have you been there, any of you guys? Have you seen it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Have you, Ron?
No.
Oh my gosh, you're in for a treat. It is my favorite spot to chill out, relax, unwind. They have a special right now for like all year pass. It's like $199 for adults, $149 for juniors. The summer pass is $149 regular, $119 juniors, and that's from like June till December. The $199 is the year. And it is a water park that you can go. You know where Indian Rocks Beach is?
Yep.
Oh, you okay. Showed me that park.
Yes, that's where we start with the parade.
Yes.
And right behind Krabby Bill's over there and the Holiday Inn Express. And so they have the best water park with Jimmy Buffett music, inner tubes. They have a pool. You want to relax this summer? This is a shout out to my favorite spot in the world, Splash Harbor Water Park, rightnow.com. SplashHarborWaterPark.com. Please go and get your passes for this year. And, you know, I just got my Disney passes for my husband.
Oh, good.
I did. It's his birthday tomorrow. So we're going to sing a happy birthday song pretty soon for Bert. He's listening, my husband.
We're singing?
Yes, he's going to be 50 tomorrow.
You ever heard me sing?
That's the magic. 50's the magic number.
I know. We also have a film director, actually two of them in the house. We have a major, amazing actor voiceover. He's going to get some connections. We have a comic in the house. We have another film director. We have a top agent coming in at 7 o'clock. We also have we're going to introduce Ron in just 1 second. And we have Hazley Lopez. She is on the Slim Fast, all of the ads. And she's going to LA,
good.
I think, tomorrow. And she's going to tell us how she did that for the new year. And so many more. We have talent coming in. But in the meantime, I want to thank Laura from and Ron. I'm going to give my headsets over. Ron, welcome to the show for a minute and take my spot and tell us what you do. I'll just trade headsets,
great.
Put them on, and I'll fix my mic here.
Hi.
And we're live on five
hello,
stations.
Hello.
You're on live.
I'm Ron Roseborough with Area Developer with Keep It Local. Keep It Local is a business networking group, one of the only groups under a $200 annual fee to join. And it's a fabulous group that we're focused on education, connecting, you know, growing your business, connecting your business, and helping you get out there and get exposure. So we're over 500 members strong now and growing. And my role here is to develop the south of 60, Route 60, here in Clearwater, mm-hmm. all the way to St. Pete. So we're looking for any business, small business, that want to get connected and get out there and grow your business.
Excellent.
Okay, and how would someone get in touch if they're interested?
Well, you can go to our website at keepitlocal.llc.com. Mm-hmm. And that way you can go right on there and find out more information about Keep It Local. You can also call. We have a 813 number 405-7815. That's 813-405-7815.
And okay. That's Keep It Local. Are you looking for people who are in business or just someone who may want to go in business?
Well, if you have a business, mainly I would say that a small business owner that's maybe just getting started, a realtor, an accountant, someone that's wanting to get exposure, get connected, get connections, get referrals, education as well. We really focus on education. So, for example, my industry is insurance. So
okay.
What I would bring to the group is the education about the ins and outs of insurance for business. Your auto, home, your business.
Life,
mm-hmm. Exactly. So I would then be able to give a presentation based on my expertise.
Do you go out and give presentations around?
You know, I don't currently, but I do within the organization. So as part of Keep It Local, that's one of the things that you can look forward to is getting that education from another industry expert.
Have any questions to him for him?
Is it... easy to just get on and log on or become a new member online there?
Well, what we would do is send you a link. It's a sign-up link once you're interested, and you just click that link. It'll take you right to the website to get started.
Excellent.
And it just walks you right through it.
That's great.
Super easy.
Awesome. Do you have meetings?
Each chapter meets specific days.
Okay.
So typically it's one day a week. A breakfast or lunch.
Okay.
Few have evening meetings, but it's up to that particular group.
Okay.
Now, could you introduce? We have Laura on from Keep It Local. She's on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great.
We're doing
great.
Good.
Good, good, good. Thank you for having me tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. So Ron was doing a great job explaining everything about Keep It Local.
Yes.
So he was doing really good, and he's right on the money there with what we got going on.
Well, would you like to say something to also?
Yeah. I don't know if Ron explained this earlier, but we are a seat-specific networking group. Did he talk about that at all?
Seat-specific, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So, and we have about 30 chapters in the 4-county area. With an open door policy. So anybody who wants to check out Keep It Local, see what the format's like, they're more than welcome to do that. And we actually encourage people to do that to find the right chapter, the right fit for themselves and for their business goals.
Oh, okay. And Ron, how long have you been a part of Keep It Local?
About 6 months now. And it's just been a fabulous ride. My business, is growing. I went through my first couple of meetings with Laura's direction to just kind of visit and get comfortable with what they were about. And just visiting a couple of chapters, I got referrals. So it was just, amazing experience.
Good. And what do you have planned for the future?
My plans for the future is to grow our chapters, bring exposure to all the way to St. Pete from south of 60, all the way to St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. That's my sort of territory.
So it'd be like Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg?
Clearwater, down to St. Petersburg.
Oh, okay. What about Tampa?
Now, that's probably another area that someone else helps
Laura
we have cover.
We have somebody else.
We're super excited because King James, I'm trying to find him in the studio here. Will you want to tell the great news what we're going to do in Clearwater Beach?
Yeah, go for it, Ron. You tell it.
Go ahead.
Well, we're going to have a new chapter opening in Clearwater Beach. It's going to have excitement that that no other chapter has ever experienced before.
And what is that?
Well, you're going to have to. If you're close to Clearwater Beach, you have a business there. Come out. And check us out.
Come out to where?
Yes, so me and King James are actually going to open that chapter. And you know, my husband and I have a 37-foot sailboat.
Okay.
And it's at the marina in Clearwater. So we may take a chapter out on the first cruise and have our first networking meeting out there. And then probably have it over at Post Corner Pizza.
Ooh. Well, we do also have, that's a outstanding. That's what, I didn't want to share all the marbles, but we have what's called Mega Mixers. And Mega Mixers is where we invite a lot of different businesses, a lot of different chapters to come out and network. So it's kind of like a super meeting, right?
Awesome.
And so that way we get more exposure, and I can only imagine a Mega Mixer on that sailboat.
You already had me at pizza.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
What she thinks of the station? She came in for a tour.
Oh, Laura, Don wants to know, what do you think of the station? You came in for a tour.
Yeah, it was great. I had a great time, and I thought it was a great station. It's very cute.
Isn't it cute? It is a cute station.
Yeah, it was really good. So it was exciting to go there and see how you guys are all set up and everything. So,
yeah.
It was great. Did Ron tell you, Ron, did you tell them about the Mega Mixer you're planning at all?
Yeah, our Mega Mixer is going to be at Prino's Breakfast Club in Largo. And we haven't set a solid date yet, but it's up and coming, and we're kind of focusing on maybe March or April. And that's going to be our Mega Mixer that I will be, you know, kind of helping kickstart. So stay tuned for that. We'll be marketing and advertising more about that, so stay tuned.
So it's really good to network.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun.
Yes. It's fun, and it's really, it pays off in the end.
Well, you can, there's a number of ways that in insurance you can get business, right? You can buy leads, you can, you know, call people on the phone, these kind of things, or you can come out and meet people like yourselves and network and get to know people. That then brings referrals, and working with a referral is so much better for your business as opposed to an unknown.
Definitely.
And anyway, you can also pick and choose who you want to actually work with.
Yes, right.
So you have a healthier, vibrant business this way, and it's just more fun getting up to go to work.
Well, I have to say, I don't have the headsets on, and I hope you all can hear me here, which is really good. And we have someone's phone going off, so I love that music. And we have to turn it on silent, please.
Gotta love that. That's good.
Anyway, so I met Laura at the 100K Handshake. She sat next to me. So if you are all looking for something to do and you want a life-changing experience, Forbes Riley and Steve Hopper, I went there and I was just in awe. And the people that I met and Laura, if I would not have gone, you would not be sitting here. And that's about the major networking. Right. And Laura sat down and I'm like, oh, I got to find, what do you do? She's like, oh, you're going to love it. So I want to tell everybody, go to 100K Handshake. If you're not signed up for March, sign up now.
Okay.
Excellent.
And we want to thank you so much, Ron. And what do you do during the day? Do you have another job as well?
Well, I'm an insurance agent. I have my own insurance agency, Roseboro Group Insurance, and I help individuals with their auto, home, business. So that's my expertise. That's
home great. Insurance and all of that,
home
right?
insurance, yes.
Laura, that's another show here.
Yes.
He looks good with headsets on. Well, Ron, we want to thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful. Thank
awesome.
You.
And give your phone number for your insurance and your website.
Well,
you can go to roseboroinsurance.com, and my contact phone is 813-481-5091.
Fabulous. If you want to stick around the station, we have Mama Ali calling in, Muhammad Ali,
Ali's
first wife at 6:30. So if you have a question, I'll pop you back on.
Oh, my goodness. I would be too nervous to talk with her.
She's fun.
Okay, so Peter, do you want to play that while I change seats here?
Sure. If you want me to, I can play it.
Yeah, and that song is for my husband, right? For Valentine's Day?
And birthday, too, right?
And birthday. Okay, you got it? All right. could keep going with that song. You know that?
That's a great song.
Isn't that a great song?
Yes, it is. It's fabulous.
And thinking of Valentine's, because I have my Valentine's heart shirt on, and it's Valentine's Day. You know what I have here in my hand, everybody? It is a hairbrush that I'm selling. Now, Peter's laughing. Now, on my show, it is $9.99, but after my show, it's $20. Now, it's not just a hairbrush, guys. This is really cool. Have you seen this? It is. I did. It is a massager onto your shoulder.
Did you hear that? You put
it through. Here. Look here. Yeah. Try it. Try it on your back.
On my back.
It's new. Promise. And they have been selling.
Sorry, honey, I cheated.
So, anyways, it's a fun little Valentine stalker there for your $9.99 goes towards the show to help support the show. After the show, it's $20. You can go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Awesome. And so, yeah, I've got a bunch of them. I have like a 34 in my suitcase here. I got to sell. So, anyways, welcome to the show, Kevin. Kevin, we're going to swing this over real quick, and we're going to share, and I'll share with Yvonne. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I've written a book that I've turned into a comic book series and a script. I don't know if you have a camera.
There's the book. You're live on the internet. People are watching you right now.
Yeah. All right. So I bought the books. The Last Rites, The Return of Sebastian Vassilis, available on Amazon and Kindle. This is the book that's being turned into a major motion picture from Crisp Filmworks. Wow. Jeffrey Crisp out of Lakeland. We filmed a few scenes, and I got to give a really good shout out to Jeff because he has paid for all of the scenes so far. He's paid the crew, the cast, everybody out of his own pocket.
Wow.
Until we get the first trailer done and get some funding. So Jeff has been a really great producer, director, and some good stuff. We'll have a trailer soon. And also, the graphic novels are on Indie Planet and Drive Through Comics. And I want to talk about Dracula in Hell.
Oh.
Okay. This is a graphic novel that I've worked on. I do comic book reviews for a site called Comics for Sinners. Mm. And I was reviewing two comic books. One was Big Trouble in Little China, where they had the Jack Burton character go to hell. Mm-hmm. And then I read Hellboy, and around the same time, Hellboy was in hell. So I thought, that's a good idea for a graphic novel for Carl. We'll have Carl go to hell. And I was getting ready to outline it and get it ready. And then I contacted my artist, Dennis, whom I found on Facebook that I hadn't seen in many years. And he said, well, I've got this project that was abandoned 10 years ago or so, and I've got 100 pages where a character goes to hell and has to come back, you know, find his redemption somehow and come back to Earth. And he said, I could adapt that. And I'm thinking, 100 pages already drawn?
Yeah.
That's a godsend right there.
Yes.
All he had to do was change some features on the main character to make him look like Carl. And presto, this is the this version is the digest size version. That's available on Amazon and Kindle. And the comic books, again, Indie Planet and Drive Through Comics.
Have you been to the Comic-Cons or the Spooky Empires at all?
I've been to a few of them. I haven't had really a lot of time on the weekends. I work a lot, and weekends are my best money. Mm-hmm. So I went to Pittsburgh Comic-Con. I went to one of the Tampa Comic-Cons. I gave away a few free comics. I didn't have a table, and I got to talk to a few people there about it and give them comics, some of the professionals in the industry.
Okay.
Are they scripts or are they just novels?
Well, I wrote the script, and I gave the script to my comic book artist. This is Dennis Magnant, his art right there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the artist. I can't draw for beans, or if I could, I could save some money, but I can't draw. So Dennis was a friend of mine from years ago. We found each other again on Facebook after I haven't heard from him in years. And also, the other comic book project on right now is Foul Blood. Foul Blood is the origin story of Carl Vincent, how he came to become a vampire hunter in the first place. Now, I had that going on a few years ago, but the artists abandoned me. And I put that up also on Drive Through Comics and Indie Planet. They're free. Digital copies are free because it's an unfinished project. But I have a new artist, Paul Tilson. And he has been, he just outlined it, and he's going to stay with it through the whole thing. He promised me he would. Remember, Paul, you got to stay the whole way. I can't have another abandoned project. It costs too much money.
I know.
So Paul Tilson is the new artist on Foul Blood, which is the origin story of Carl Vincent.
Well, you know, we were talking. I brought you to the station the other day, and we had met first in person. And what I'm excited about, you like voiceovers. You went to the New England broadcast yourself. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I want to play this amazing man to my left. He's with CVF Productions. Deborah sent him over. I want you to listen to this for a few minutes. And you want to kind of set up what we're playing?
Well, it's a culmination of 30-second voiceover reels and demos. And what it does is it shows the wide range of characters, imitations, and commercials. So it's kind of giving an all-round representation.
And this
so
is your passion. This is what you want to do, as well as sing.
That's right.
Okay, so we have an idea. I want you to hear this.
You sing also?
I do.
Oh, beautiful.
We're going to have you do that shortly. All right, are we ready, Peter?
Oh, that's a song.
Oh, singing.
I love the song.
Well, we can play that, Peter. I mean, I know we have, we can put that in, but I want to do the voiceover.
Here we go.
A pirate's life you wanted? A pirate's life ye shall have. Shiver me timbers, that was a wild ride.
Renault, did you think that your betrayal would be forgotten? Lost in the carefully planned cover-up of my death?
Yep, that's right. Hillbilly Sprawl. We's offers the bestest mud baths anywhere. So we get yous out into the pen with Betsy and Wilhelmina, our prize-winning pigs.
Long after the sick, the nine prophesied golden towers erupt through ring of stone and cloud. Now, for all time, the new world is under new rule. The rule of gods.
So what do I think makes a great cup of coffee? I would like to think it is many things. It is the love one shows when growing the coffee bean. It is the desire to make that coffee start the day off right for someone.
Real, honest TV. All around Performance Horse Weekly on RFD TV.
The new Star Wars Ultimate Effects lightsaber. The galaxy's greatest battles are now yours to finish.
It's time for the Buccaneers' official draft party presented by Miller Lite at Raymond James Stadium. Come on and celebrate our first round draft pick with Buccaneer players, cheerleaders, and fans.
The universe needs you. Join the ranks of the Elite Blaster Corps. Use your skills, smarts, and super cool gadgets as you explore the galaxy and earn your place in the Intergalactic Space Patrol.
40 teams, 5 events, 1 place. It's the 2012 All-Around Ranch Rodeo Challenge. Join us in Glen Rose, Texas.
So let me tell you a story.
Okay.
There I was. I was sitting in my car. I was looking out the door. You know, over there, over here, over there.
All right, yeah, right.
So you think you are brave enough to pass through my doors?
Tell me, shouldn't you be asking 007?
Yeah, it's Booba Boy. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I don't know, Yogi. I think Mr. Ranger's going to get mad at us.
Well, hello there. My name is Peter Griffin.
What the deuce? I'm Stewie Griffin.
Oh, giggity, giggity, giggity.
I'll give you an offer you can't refuse.
Kimosabi. Look. Yes, Apaches. Don't worry, Tonto. We'll take them together.
What do you mean, we, white man?
Hey, excuse me, but have you happened to see Manny the Moody Mammoth?
Well, yes. My name is Ronald Reagan.
Hey, do you know where my Tweety Bird is?
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know, Sylvester. I haven't seen him.
There I was, just sitting right over there drinking a pop, and there was this big UFO. Sound like it was playing music, making me want to call home.
All right.
Oh, wow.
My insanity has been exposed.
Yes, fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
I loved
thank
it.
You.
That was the best voiceover I've ever heard. You know, I mean,
how many different characters were there?
Oh, I can't count them. There's just so many.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That was a great voiceover. Really, I wish I had brought mine now.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what? We are doing something, and I saw your eyes light up, you know, with something of a project that he may be working on pretty soon. So what did you think, and what was your favorite character in all of them?
Oh, well, the mafia guy, because one of the things we're going to do, we're planning on turning the script into a radio drama, the old style radio dramas like from the 30s and 40s. And there's a scene in the movie which is a Yakuza and a mafia drug deal. And so you can be in that.
I tell you what, I'll be the guy for you if you be the guy for me.
That's the ticket right there.
But, you know, Yvonne, I said to him, I said, you know, Kevin, I said, you went to broadcasting. What do you want to do? And besides amazing script and book writer, I said, you know, with the film and that you're going to be working on extras for a movie part with your partner.
That's true, too.
Which we'll let you know about that as well. And the other thing is, we came up with an idea. I said, do you remember the old story time when you're driving home? And you, hey, Peter, do we have like a door creaking for a minute? Do you have like, we have some sound effects? I'm going to put you on the spot.
You put me right on the spot.
I did.
I think we got something. I got to find it.
So. I'm from that day when on the radio. That's all we had was radio because I'm 81, as you know, everyone knows.
She doesn't look like it.
And so all we could do was imagine from the radio.
Who knows the what shadow. Evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
There you go. I love his.
Actually, that's on my voiceover.
Right? Oh, there you go.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We have about 10 minutes before Mama Ali comes in, and we're going to change over. But I want you guys to do something. Just let role play for a minute. You know, just kind of off of, do something. What kind of sound effect do we have?
You're throwing me on the spot here.
I don't know.
I think they should come up with something. I want to know, can you do a Joker, like a Joker from the Batman cartoon?
Well, give it a little thought.
Batsies, you've got nothing on me. I can do anything. Joker, you're finished in this town. You're going back to Arkham.
That's what you think. I'm already out the door.
You cannot get away, Joker. I'll track you to the ends of the earth.
Okay. In that case, I give up.
That's just a little improv.
A little improv, yeah.
Oh,
what do you think of that,
Eli? I thought it was wonderful.
Do some more. I got some theme music for this. Come on.
Okay.
I'm a big Batman fan, so come on.
A big Batman fan.
Yes.
Huh? All right, Joker. I know what you did with Robin. And he'd better still be alive, because if he's not, you will go next.
I'm just starting, Batsies. I'm just going to pull all sorts of things out and make you pay for putting me in the Arkham Asylum.
You belong at Arkham, Joker. I cannot believe you escaped once again with that new security specialist that they had on board.
Nothing you can do will affect me. Here comes a Joker bomb.
Joker. Get back here, Joker.
That's a
jelly counter. The bomb went ding. It's a ding bomb.
A ding bomb.
Oh, so wonderful.
Can you hear this on the radio and you're driving home and you're bored and you really don't want to talk to your Siri? You know, I mean, how much can Siri say?
As a matter of fact, one of the websites I have for the voiceovers and the acting and the, you know, on-camera thing, I have something that some years ago I was trying to contact a pair of brothers out of Glasgow, Scotland. And they said, well, look, we have this idea. We thought maybe your voice would be great. And I thought, well, that's cool. Do you have anything? And he said, well, do me a favor. Write your own story. Mm. And it's like, sure, as soon as I grow another left foot. But he says, no, if you've never tried, you can't say you can't do it.
Right.
And so I did. And on the website, there are parts one and parts two of something I wrote called The Adventure Chronicles of Boone Hawks.
Mm.
And it has to do with this main leader guy who's sent to go find that. It's episode one, In Search of the God Staff. It's something that's got a powerful thing on there. And they have to take this team and go down in South America and find it.
Wow.
And the effects of it.
Wow.
And the bad guy.
Well, I think that old-time radio should definitely come back. And I love that we talked about that. If you think it's a great idea and you want to hear this, please, please let us know at tantalk1340.com. Peter, what do you think?
I think it could work. I just think there's a lot of people that are skeptical these days because of all the technology and everything else, and everybody's heard something. So
Peter, you're too young for this. Okay, I'm going to go back. How old are you?
That's not true. I'm 38, I used to do these kind of bits when I was younger with my sister. It was kind of funny.
I'm 56. I'm going to give my age, but you know, but I'm going to go back when I was like 12 in the car, and they would have like the dark shadow story time.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
I remember that show. It was cool.
Did you really listen to it?
Yeah, I didn't listen to the radio show, but I watched the TV show. It used to be on Sci-Fi.
Right, right. But this was like radio stories.
You know, Vincent Price was famous for that.
Exactly. Oh, yes. Exactly. And I see
War of the Worlds. That could never happen these days. It could never happen.
Because
Twitter would be all over it. Facebook would be all over it. Somebody would be going live and saying, this is fake. That's how it is these days. Unfortunately.
They can't do that when they're driving the car.
It's the age of innocence lost. That's how it is.
There is an audience for that. There is an audience.
There's definitely an audience.
Yes, that's me.
Me too. And we're going to promote the heck out of it. Anyways, Kevin, give your website where they can reach you, everything about you.
Okay, I have an author page on Amazon. You can find me there. Also, I did want to mention, if you're interested in checking out the comic books, there are free copies digitally on Indie Planet and Drive Through Comics. If you think it might be something you're interested in, you can get free copies of some of the comics digitally, and just check them out and let me know what you think.
Excellent.
Did you bring any free copies with you today?
I bought a couple.
I like to have one.
This is Dracula in Hell, the comic book version, issue number 5. The gentleman on the cover, it's a Photoshop of Chad. He plays the vampire Olaf in the movie Last Rites, The Return of Sebastian Vassilis.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cover on number 6, very dark. Her name's Michelle, and she's playing the high priestess in the movie, which brings back the ancient Hebrew demigod Lilith, who's also a vampire.
Oh.
So there's a couple comics there. Indie Planet, Drive Through Comics, Kindle, they're all on there.
Wow. Very cool.
Okay.
Well, you know what? And also, too, is before we go, you're going to stay here with us as well, and we're going to do something. Peter, can you play his music in the meantime? And then we're going to change some seats. We have a full house. We have comics in the house. We have a full house every week.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Well, I've been trying to calm it down.
Well, I'm so honored. I'm telling you.
Well, we're honored to have both of you here. And this music is called Austin.
Austin is the song, yep.
Well, guess what? We have an Austin film director in the house. We'll be right back.
Oh, good.
Give me no hope inside. Ooh. I'm somewhere in between your bedroom eyes and what is real. And what is real. How does this make you feel? How does this make you feel?
Oh, welcome back. Hollywood Connection with Dawn Reese and her co-host, the Florida Diva.
Can you introduce Muhammad Ali, Mama Ali, and Paul?
Oh, Mama Ali? Is she there?
Got Paul Murray and Mama Ali on the line. Yes. Welcome to Hollywood Connections. Jen.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, Paul. I'm doing good. This is Yvonne Madison.
How are we doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing? Mama Ali is there?
I do believe so.
Hi, Mama.
Is she there?
No.
Peter, is she there? Did we lose her?
She's not. I guess she's not there. I don't know what's going
on.
Okay,
Paul,
here.
Can you do me a favor? Can you get her back on and call back?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, because I want to introduce these two film directors. We have, like, 20 people in the studio. I'm not kidding you. And there's more coming.
Okay.
And so let's welcome these guys in the meantime. And Austin, that was a song that amazing performer just had and played. You called it Austin.
Yep. Yep.
Made that matter quick of fact, before I came in.
We're mighty quick, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But this was written and performed also with my partner in crime, George E. Lee. He's from Winter Garden. So every once in a while, we get together and we make music together.
I'm going to ask you a question. With all the voiceover and the singing, how does your wife know who you are?
Because I am the one who tells all the terrible bad jokes at home, and she'll roll her eyes, and she'll go, oh, no.
Oh,
well, and I love her dearly.
We want to welcome. I know it's 6:45. We're going to go to the top of the hour in about 10 minutes. In the meantime, let's introduce Austin. And actually, before we do, I know we're going to play Austin's trailer. Do you have that set up with Peter?
Yes.
And how long is that trailer about?
About a minute.
Okay, Peter, can you play that trailer first with Austin?
Gotcha.
All right, let's go there. We'll come back and learn about these new film directors in our studio.
I've been so alone for the past year. I've missed you terribly. I've known sorrow on every level. And then came the letters. Today is different. Today is the day I make a change. I think I'm crazy for holding on to the idea you're still out there, alive. The only thing that carries me through is my heart. I will follow the letters to find you.
About your film, and you're doing a lot of film festivals right now.
Yes, I am. So my name is Austin Newman, and I am the director of MMXII. And also today with me is Robert Smith.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Robert Smith, he played Victor in the film, which is the lead antagonist.
Wow.
So the film MMXII, this has been something that we've been working on for 5 years. Actually, more than 5 years.
And that was your dream.
That was my dream. This is a film that I imagined the concept back in summer of 2011. I was working on a found footage film, and I said, you know, what would it be like if I kind of did this kind of storyline? And I just kind of followed through with that, wrote the script, pitched it a couple places, and I got fortunate enough to get semi-funded down in Florida, so from South Carolina. And I moved to Florida to realize that. So after a while, the funding actually fell out, and I was kind of left in Florida for a little bit. And I started kind of reaching out and talking to some people locally and saying, well, who wants to make a movie? I have a script. I have an idea. I have a passion. Do you? And I found those people, and we had an amazing crew. We got our cast shortly thereafter, and we just started going out and making this film on the weekends and sometimes weekdays. And we drove all over the state of Florida and everywhere from South Florida all the way up to Green Cove Springs, which is like 17 miles around like Jacksonville.
Okay.
So we stuck to it. And that's like the thing, you know, you have an idea, you have a passion, you just stick to it and it works out. So we recently premiered it. And we finally got to see our work on the big screen, which is pretty cool.
You just premiered someplace, right? Where did you premiere?
We premiered it in Orlando.
Okay.
On January 23rd, we have one more premiere in my hometown, screening in my hometown, special screening for my friends and family who supported me ever since. And it's really crazy because I'm reaching out to people, and on my social media, they're saying, I remember like when you told me about this idea on your porch. Like,
yes.
So it's just absolutely crazy. You know, it kind of takes me back to the roots of this whole project.
Mm.
But really quick, just so you know what the film's about. The log line for MMXII is, fearing for his comatose girlfriend's life, Patrick creates a way to enter into her world to bring her back to reality.
Oh, good.
So,
wow. So if they can buy the DVD, is that out yet as well?
That's not out. We're running the festival circuit, so we're doing the whole theatrical thing right
now.
Right. And also, you know, just kind of getting the screenings. We've got a lot of interest from all over, and, you know, it's been a blessing.
Is this a full feature film?
Yes, it is. It's an hour and 43 minutes.
Okay.
Wow. We're excited to have you. And I know we have to go to the phones for a second. We're coming back to you. Mama Ali and Paul Murray are on. And we're going to talk to Mama Ali. And welcome, Mama Ali. I'm going to put Yvonne Madison on and Paul Murray. Everyone talk to both of them.
How you doing out there?
We doing good. I'll get the young man who wants to speak.
Guy with the film thing, that's great.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you know who Mama Ali is? That's Muhammad Ali's wife.
Oh.
Yes, we happy to have her in the studio.
Yeah. Yes.
How was Jamaica?
Huh?
How was your trip to Jamaica?
Jamaica was wonderful. Hey, guys, you need to think about doing some films down there. That is so such a beautiful place.
I would love to.
Yeah, man.
You don't have to drag me to. I'll go willingly.
Hey, I'll be your new actor.
Yes.
Somewhere. I'll be the guy you get shot and goes.
So the people are so warm and so nice, and such good family vibes. The people are so dedicated and very, very warm and hospitable. It was just wonderful. Just nice.
Were you listening to our program? We had the brother, his name is Ron, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, he would like to say something to you. He'd like to speak to you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Mama Ali. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I am blessed. I am just amazed to be able to speak to you and to connect with you. It's just amazing. Muhammad Ali is one of my greatest and truly inspirations for my life, and
it's
thinking
fantastic.
Back,
you know what? I'm still a fan of his too as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Probably number one fan.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now where are you? Where do you live?
I live north of Fort Lauderdale, and I really love, I was born and raised in Chicago.
Okay.
Of course, Ali and I lived in Philadelphia, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and Chicago.
Right.
And it's just something about Chicago, the people are great and everything, but, you know, the older I got, the colder I got, and I got the hell out.
Oh, yeah.
They came to Florida, and, you know, I like films. I want to get back into films and movies, and they always say, go to Hollywood. I've lived in California for a while. It's okay, but, you know, that's how I got my start in film. But Florida's going to be one of the next place where they're going to start doing a lot of films. So you're ahead of yourself, film guys. You're ahead of yourself.
That's awesome.
And
We need to do a documentary about your life. That's what we're
going
to
do. Oh, my God.
That would be wonderful.
Roller coaster ride, trust me. That's what you all have. It's like being at a amusement park. There's always some next attraction or next ride, up and down ride. That's what my life is like, an amusement park.
I'll bet you. I'll bet you have such an exciting story to tell in the world.
Yeah. I was just talking to my writer on the phone, and she's a new writer that I think I'm going to take on with me. She's a great writer. And we were just talking, and she just, like, freaked totally out. She said, I cannot believe it. She said, this is a story that has never been told. I don't get it, how I didn't get into all of his book writings. So I look at it like this. When Muhammad goes out there to talk, it's all about him. You know,
he's the greatest.
But they don't know where he got a lot of his inspiration from.
Right.
And that's all in my department. So I never could get it. But Ali is not a person who takes charge of books and people. He don't know. He can take charge of that ring, but he cannot take charge of books and people. It's no big deal to him. They want to write something, they write about something. He'll say, okay, go ahead, whatever. But to talk to him and get the inside of his inspirations, nobody ever asked him.
That would make you the greatest behind the greatest.
Yeah.
Yes, I like that.
Only a few people knows where he get a lot of his inspiration because they was around us. So they kind of know where he got a lot of his inspirations from.
One thing that I found is he was fearless in the ring and out of the ring.
Yeah. And most of the time, basically, his attraction to people is unbelievable. He has a down-to-earth kind of attitude, and he just loves all people. But he has a dark side, but nobody knows about, and it's scary as hell. But it's really scary. He has a dark side. When he turns that switch on, he's a total different person.
Everybody get
so quiet and get your pee drop.
No, because I was going to say, we have a script writer here, and he's really taking this in.
Well,
real quick, Mama Ali, I need you to hold for a minute. And Paul, hey, we have a VIP on the line. Scott is calling in. And is Scott there? Welcome, Scott.
Scott, are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you,
doing
Scott?
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Hi, Scott. Welcome. Yeah, we actually have a Super Bowl house. We have like 20 people in the studio. I am not kidding you. And Scott, I know. We met, you know, we were friends on Facebook for 6 years. We had a business meeting the other day.
You met him?
Yes.
Oh, good.
And so, Scott, you are a performer, singer. You've got an amazing CD. We're going to close the show here. We're going to have you come to the station, and so people are going to know more about you. And the song that we're going to play, Peter, you're going to play Scott's music for us?
Yes.
Awesome. Scott, hang on the line. We're going to the top of that. We're going to close it with yours, and we'll be back at 7:05. Scott, we'll talk soon this week. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.